Hello and welcome to the Top 5, where we look at some of the main things to watch in the week ahead. And with the Aussie market basically in the last few days hitting record highs, and that is a backdrop, let's look at the Top 5 for next week. Well, number one will be the profit reporting season. We're entering week 4, which is generally considered the final week, a big week of the earnings season. There'll be a number of big names releasing their numbers, including Woolies, Blackmores, Estia Health, Flight Centre and Rio Tinto. Number two, this leads us to ex-dividend stocks. So this goes somewhat hand in hand with the earnings season. What generally happens is companies release their results. Many of them decide to pay out their dividends shortly after. And one of the key dates to watch is the ex-dividend date. This is important for a few reasons, but one of them is the fact that it determines who will and won't receive the next dividend payment. And secondly, it also has an impact because you tend to see those companies that pay out larger dividends, they can take a bit of a hit when they trade ex-div. So in the week ahead, Telstra, Wesfarmers, Woodside, AGL and Coles will all be ex-dividend. Number three will be the coronavirus. Now, the market has remained somewhat sensitive to updates on the illness, both good and bad, but the market has generally been quite resilient overall under the circumstances. So we've hit 9 record highs since the start of this calendar year. Having said that, there have been a number of companies that have come out and updated the market and have warned of a potential lower profits from companies in the US like Apple, which have been impacted as far as the supply chain and lower demand in China is concerned. We've also had commodity prices coming under some pressure. The Aussie dollar has fallen as well. So this is certainly still an important area for markets and certainly still a fluid situation where there's good news one day and then that's followed up by some bad news the next. This leads us to point number four, will be updates on China's economy. So at the end of next week, we've got on Saturday some figures on both manufacturing and also services. And this is important in China because it's for the month of February. So it'll give economists a chance to see what kind of impact the coronavirus has had on factory activity and China's economy overall. So while this is out on Saturday, it could set the tone for what happens to markets in the week after that. Number five will be business investment. So this is important. It's only out once every 3 months. This time around on Thursday, it will be out for the December quarter. And it gives us a sense how much businesses have invested in recent months, but also what their plans are for investment in the future. Enjoy the week ahead.